8:36 on Connect FM in your morning connection for a Friday. Friday, we get to take a look at the Tri-County Insider local news the past week. We call it the week in review because we review the past week, and we need Bronson Rasmussen, our news director, to be here in order to do that correctly. Hi, Bronson.
Well, I figured if I stayed quiet long enough, maybe people would think you're just talking to yourself again, but here I am.
Here you are. So that means it's Friday. We're all excited about that. And let's take a look back over this past summer week and a week that I kind of missed half of it, I guess. I was away for a little bit, but here I am again. So get us caught up to speed. What were our top stories in Tri-County Insider News this week?
Top story came out on Wednesday night after consolidation, where two individuals were honored by both the DuBois City Council, the Sandy Township Supervisors, and the American Legion. Annually, the American Legion, they choose a firefighter and a police officer to honor each year. Mm-hmm. And this year they had chosen the DuBois and Sandy Township Police Chief Chris Krujelic and the Sandy Township Fire Chief Jason Runyon.
Great.
They're both there. Their families were there. Mm-hmm. And everyone was just congratulating them on their really dedication to public safety in our area.
Absolutely. It was very nice to hear about that when I returned here to the Morning Connection on Thursday morning in that story. So great to hear that that was the top story of the week. What did we have vying for top story of the week?
Well, it has to also do with the fire departments in DuBois. We had heard that for the first time since 1910, the DuBois Fire Department, they gained some new fire member companies.
Yeah, wow.
Well, of course, with the consolidation happening, we're going to have all of these join into one real fire department for the new city.
Right.
But this was the first step in having West Sandy and North Point actually join DuBois.
Yeah. That was an interesting development, and just a little bit in advance of where actual consolidation must happen, which of course is in January, but it's probably good to get a couple of those departments put together and start working together. And as you've reported on, they have been working together very well over the past year or so.
That they have been.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, anything else that we have possibly as a top story?
Well, last Friday, it grew in quite popularity. You would have heard it here live on the Morning Connection. And it was with a bike race that had happened on Saturday for Albert Varicalo and honoring a dear family member of his.
Right. His father is, of course, and that was a supportive ride for the Varicalo Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they got off to a good start. And I also saw Albert posting a rainbow that appeared over the YMCA where registration was happening that morning. And he said, I don't believe in coincidences when that rainbow showed up. So very neat. So great that that was a top story. Okay, let's move on, Bronson. We need to talk about the stories that our listeners interacted with the most interacted with stories of the week.
Well, that one you would have heard on the newscast today, and it has to do with the DuBois School Board. There was a lot of misconceptions from last week's vote where they deferred on the agreement with the school resource officers.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just jumped to conclusions and took to social media saying that the school is just getting rid of all the officers on all the school properties. And that was just wrong information. It was really a misconception by the community. So we had reached out to the schools before the meeting that happened last night, where they actually went in and voted on this again, and they did confirm to us that it was a misconception. And then the meeting itself, after a few people did show up for this just to voice concerns on all of the hearsay that's been on social media. So after that was gone over with the school board and they really clarified what was going on, they had voted on this, and this deal, which did go through, will equate to around a 12% increase to the hourly rate that the school resource officers are getting for the 25-26 school year. That started at the beginning of this month.
Right.
And then each following year through 2028, they'll get a rough 3.5% increase, which will translate to about an extra dollar an hour going until 2028.
So the big news is, of course, that despite vicious rumors, the school security officers are not going anywhere. It was just they were in the midst of negotiation and getting a new agreement.
They really wanted to do their due diligence and make sure that everything was right for all of these officers that put in hard work for the students, that so that way they have that safety at school, and of course for the taxpayers, because this money has to come from somewhere.
Yeah, most definitely. All right, what else do we have that our listeners really got interested in and interacted with?
Well, police, they had been looking for a Brookville man who's been missing since mid-June. They say that 56-year-old James Stromer, he was last seen on June 15th. Now, he was described as a 6-foot-tall, 160-pound man with brown hair and hazel eyes, and that's about all the information they have on it. They really haven't heard more about this guy that's been missing since mid-June, so they're asking if you have any information on this to reach out to state police or even Brookville police.
All right. Now, before we get to what we lovingly call Bronson's Choice, any other stories that received a lot of interaction from our listeners?
That was mostly it this week, actually.
All right. It is summertime, you know, and so we all
kind of chill out. Although I will make a shout out.
Yeah.
We have the Jefferson County Fair, which had a lot of constant interaction with the posts as we did daily updates on what they were doing, as well as Little League. That's growing quite a bit on social media for us.
Always garnering a lot of attention, that's for sure. That's a given. So, okay, here's the big moment. We get to hear Bronson's choice of the story of the week. What you got for us this week, sir?
Well, this one's going to be a twofer for us.
Oh, goody.
It was two businesses that had really returned to our area in the recent week.
Okay.
We have BGM Customware. They had returned to Brookville. A few years ago, they were in Brookville, but then they ended up leaving and going to Fairmount, PA with their business partners. But now a little storefront had opened up back in Brookville, so they have their branch location there now.
Super.
Which that was a location that they really wanted to get back to, since being in Fairmount was so far away, and they really had a really good customer base here in Dubois and Brookville.
Yeah, well, great. Welcome back to that business here in the Tri-County area. And, okay, what's the other part of your choice this week?
The other one was a business that returned to St. Mary's, and it was called Half Dragon Games. They originally closed their doors in spring of 2023, but now some new owners have taken over, revamped the location, and have reopened this past weekend, where they're really hoping to garner a community space for people to just gather and enjoy their hobbies.
Absolutely. Nice. Glad to hear it, Bronson. Thank you so much for getting us caught up to speed here on the Tri-County Insider News, the Week in Review, and next week, 7 days from now, it will be another Friday. We'll get to do this again. How's that sound?
Sounds like a plan.